Brachos, staff your base. Ella, Iomar Tavo Rabba Havo Amri, my brachos and my akvaso so. Doma Haidalo Amri Yotzer Or, Mishu Velo Mata Zman Yotzer Or, Vechi Mata Zman Yotzer Or. Havo Amri. However, if you say that they would omit who creates light and would recite an abounding love, on what basis would you conclude that failure to recite one of the blessings recited before Shema does not prevent one from reciting the other? In that case, one could not offer another reason why only a single blessing is recited. Perhaps the fact that they did not recite Who Creates Light was because the time for the recitation of Who Creates Light had not yet arrived, as the sun had yet to rise. The blessings of the priestly watch are recited in the early morning hours, long before sunrise. However, afterward, when the time to recite Who Creates Light arrived, they would recite it. From the conclusion drawn by Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that failure to recite one of the blessings recited before Shema does not prevent one from reciting the other, it is clear that the blessing recited by the members of the priestly watch was Who Creates Light. The Miklala Mai. As this deductive reasoning seems coherent and convincing, the Gemara asks, and if this halacha is based on an inference and not on an explicit statement, so what? There seems to be no other way to interpret Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish's statement. De'imi klala le'olam ahava rabba hava amri. Tichimat ezman yotzeror hava amri. Umay brachos ein ma'akva zo'ezo. Say their brachos. The Gemara answers, if this conclusion were based on an inference, one could actually say that they really recited an abounding love, and when the time to recite Who Creates Light arrived, they would recite it. In that case, what's the meaning of failure to recite one of the blessings recited before Shema does not prevent one from reciting the other? So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish meant that failure to recite the correct order of the blessings does not prevent one from fulfilling his obligation. Even if one recites an abounding love before Who Creates Light, he fulfills his obligation. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish did not refer to a case where only one of the blessings was recited. Consequently, one cannot infer from his statement his opinion regarding the identity of the single blessing. V'korin aseres ha-dibros, Shema, v'ayayim Shema, v'ayomer, emes v'yatsiv, v'avoda, o'berkas kohanim. The Gemara related above that the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash read the Ten Commandments, along with the rest sections of Shema, Vayam Shema, Vayomer, and then Emes V'yatziv, and the Avoda, and then the Berkas Kohen. Omer Yehuda Mishmuel, Af Begvulin Bikshu Likros Kain, El Shekrab Bitlu Mipnei Taromis Hamini. Yehuda said that Shmuel said, even in the outlying areas outside the Beis HaMikdash, they sought to recite the Ten Commandments in this manner every day, since they are the basis of the Torah, according to Rambam. But they had already abolished recitation of the Ten Commandments due to the grievance of the heretics, who argued that the entire Torah, with the exception of the Ten Commandments, did not emanate from God, according to the Talmud Yerushalmi. If the Ten Commandments were recited daily, that would lend credence to their claim. So the recitation was expunged from the daily prayers. Tani Nami Hachi. Avidasan Omer, Begvulin Bikshuli Kos Kain, Elashakfar Bitlu Mipnei Taromas Aminim. That was also taught in a Braisa, that Rabbi Nassan says, in the outlying areas, they sought to recite the Ten Commandments in this manner, but they had already abolished their recitation due to the grievance of the heretics. Rabba Rabba Chana Savar, Lemikbinu Besura, Amalei Rav Chisda, Far Bitlu Mipnei Taromas Aminim. The Gemara relates that several sages sought to reinstitute recitation of the Ten Commandments, as Rabbi Bar Rav Huna thought to institute this in the city of Sura. For Rav Chisda said to him, they already abolished them due to the grievance of the heretics. Amei Masavar Lemikbinu Benar Doi. Amalei Rav Ashi, Karbitlu Mipnei Taromes Aminim. So too Amei thought to institute this in the city of Nar Doi. Rav Ashi, the most prominent member of the sages in that generation, said to him, they already abolished it due to the grievance of the heretics. Obashavas, Mosifim Bracha Achas, Lemishma Hayotze. My Bracha Achas, Al Rabbi Chalbo, Mishmar Hayotze Omer, La Mishmar Hanechnas, Misha Shikinis Shmo Babayis Hazem, Huyashkin Benechem, Ava Vachma Vashalom Vareus. We learned in a Mishnah in Tractate Tamid that on Shabbos, a single blessing is added to bless the outgoing priestly watch. The Gemara asks, what is that single blessing? Rabbi Chalbo said, as they finished their service, the outgoing priestly watch would say to the incoming priestly watch, may he who caused his name to dwell in this house cause love and brotherhood, peace and camaraderie to dwell among you. Welcome to Amar Lahavrich. Pshita. Heichad Bechanakit, Kasa Dechamra, Viyadeh, Vekasara, Deshichrahu, Upasach HaMavarech, Adaita Deshichra, Vesem Bechamra, Yatsa. Inami Imamar Shehakol Nia Bidvaro, Yatsa. Tatsna, Al Kulam Imamar Shehakol Nia Bidvaro, Yatsa. We learn in the Mishnah, where the sages said to recite a long blessing, one may not shorten it, and vice versa. The Gemara proceeds to address a particular problem arising from conclusions drawn from this Mishnah. Before addressing the primary problem, however, a simpler secondary issue is raised. Obviously, in a case where one took a cup of wine in his hand and thought it was beer, and began reciting the blessing thinking it was beer, i.e., he intended to recite the appropriate blessing on beer, shahakol, and upon realizing it was wine, he concluded the blessing with that which is recited over wine, borei piragafen. So he fulfilled his obligation. In that case, even if he had recited shahakol as he had originally intended, he would have fulfilled his obligation. As we learned in the Mishnah, if one recited the general blessing, shahakol, over any food item, he fulfilled his obligation. Post facto, even if lechatchila another blessing was instituted to recite before eating that food. Therefore, if he reconsidered and concluded the blessing with the ending of the blessing over wine, he fulfilled his obligation. Ella, heichad kanakat kasa deshichra biyade v'kasara dechamrahu pasach haparach adayt dechamra v'siyam b'deshichra mai. However, in a case where one took a cup of beer in his hand and thought it was wine and began reciting the blessing, thinking it was wine, meaning he intended to recite Porei Pri Hagafen, and upon realizing it was beer, he concluded the blessing with that which is recited over beer, Shahakol. So what is the halacha? Vaser Ikar Bracha Azlinen or Vaser Hasima Azlinen. Ostensibly, the blessing is comprised of two sections. The first section, during which he intended to recite Porei Pri Hagafen, cannot fulfill his obligation, as it is an inappropriate blessing to recite over beer. However, in the second section, he recited Shahakol, the appropriate blessing. So the dilemma then is, do we follow the essence of the blessing, the first section, or do we follow the conclusion of the blessing? Toshma, Shachris, Pasach, B'yotzor, V'sim, B'mari, V'ravim, Lo Yatza. Pasach, B'mari, V'ravim, V'sim, B'yotzor, Yatza. Come here a proof from what was taught in a Braisa with regard to a similar case. If in the morning prayer one began the blessings prior to the recitation of Shema appropriately with who creates light and concluded with the formula of the evening prayer who brings on evenings, he did not fulfill his obligation. However, if one did the opposite and commenced with who brings on evenings and concluded with who creates light, he fulfilled his obligation. Arvis, Pasach b'mari v'rabi v'siyem b'yotzeror, lo yotza. Pasach b'yotzeror v'siyem b'mari v'rabi yotza. Similarly, in the evening prayer, one commenced the recitation of Shema with who brings on evenings and concluded with who creates light, he did not fulfill his obligation. If one commenced with who creates light and concluded with who brings on evenings, he fulfilled his obligation. Klalo shadavar, hakol holich, Achra Hachitum. Bryce summarizes that the general principle is everything follows the conclusion of the blessing. Based on this principle, the question with regard to a blessing recited over food and drink posed above can be resolved. Shani Asam de Ka'amar Baruch Yotzer HaMa'oros. The proof is rejected. There, in the case of the blessing recited over the radiant lights, it's different. Since one recites, blessed are you Hashem who forms the radiant lights. And similarly, in the evening, one recites, Blessed you Hashem, who brings on evenings. Since these are long blessings that conclude with a second blessing summarizing their content, the chasima, one could assert that everything follows the conclusion. However, in the case of a short blessing, such as Shachol or Brevia Agapen, ostensibly, if there is a problem with the first part of the blessing, the entire blessing is nullified. The distinction between the blessing recited over the radiant lights and the blessing recited over food and drink stems from the assumption that the conclusion, Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer HaMe'oros, is a complete, independent blessing. However, this is not necessarily so according to all opinions. This works out well according to Rav, who said any blessing that does not include a mention of God's name is not considered a blessing. And since who creates light includes God's name, it constitutes a complete independent blessing. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said any blessing that does not include mention of God's sovereignty, i.e., our God, King of the Universe, is not considered a blessing, what can be said to distinguish between the conclusion of the blessing over food and drink and the blessing over the radiant lights? Since the conclusion, who creates light, does not mention God's sovereignty, it does not constitute a complete, independent blessing. Ella, Kevin de Omarava Barula, Kedilahaz Kabidas Yom, Balaila, Lumidas Lala Bayom, Kika Omarbracha Omalchus Meikara, Atarvayu Kaomar. The Gemara responds, rather, Rabbi Yochanan also holds that the blessing over the radiant lights is a complete blessing, since Rav Bar Ula said, who creates darkness is mentioned during the day, and rolling away the light before the darkness is mentioned at night, in order to mention the attribute of day and night, and the attribute of night and the day. The beginning of the blessing, in which God's sovereignty is mentioned day and night, is appropriate to both day and night. And when one recites the blessing with God's name and mentions God's sovereignty at the beginning of the blessing, it refers to both day and night. Therefore, no proof can be cited from the blessing over the radiant lights till the blessings were recited over food and drink. Tashba. Yisefa. Klalo shel davar. Hakol holeich achar hachitum. Klalo shel davar la asu yimai. Lav la asu yeg had amran. The Gemara attempts to cite an additional proof. Come in here another solution based on what we learned in the latter clause of the Braisa cited above. The general principle is, everything follows the conclusion of the blessing. What does the phrase, the general principle is, come to include? Beyond the detailed example cited in the Braisa, does it not come to include the case that we cited, stated that both in the case of a long blessing and the case of a short blessing, the conclusion of the blessing is the determining factor? Lo, lasse nahama v'tamri. Hegidami, ilay v'da'achal nahama v'kasavart d'tamri achal upasachadai d'tamri v'seim v'nahama. The Gemara rejects this. No, the principle is cited to include a case of bread and dates. The Gemara clarifies, what are the circumstances of the dilemma with regard to the blessings on these food items, bread and dates? If you say that it's a case where one ate bread and thought he ate dates and commenced reciting the blessing thinking it was dates, then upon realizing that it was bread, he concluded the blessing with that which is recited over bread, isn't that our dilemma? As this case is identical to the one involving wine and beer. Lo tzricha. Kagon da'achal tamri, v'kasar v'naham achal. V'pasach v'naham, v'siyim b'tamri, yatsa. Da'afil v'siyim b'naham, nami yatsa. The Gemara answers no. This general principle is only necessary to teach a special case, where one ate dates and thought he ate bread, and commenced reciting the blessing thinking they were bread. Upon realizing there were dates, he concluded the blessing with that which he recited over dates, with that which is recited over dates. In that case, he fulfills his obligation, as even if he had concluded the blessing with that which is recited over bread, he would have fulfilled his obligation. My time, the Tami Nami, Mazen Zaini. What is the reason that if he had concluded with the blessing recited over bread, he would have fulfilled his obligation to recite a blessing over dates? This is because dates also provide a person sustenance. While the Chachila one should not recite the blessing for bread over dates, post facto, if one did, he fulfilled his obligation. It is with regard to this particular situation that the Braisa established the principle, everything follows the conclusion of the blessing. Ultimately, the dilemma regarding a blessing with an inappropriate opening and an appropriate conclusion remains unresolved. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the formula for the blessings recited along with the Shema. Amar Rav Bar Chinina, Saba, Mishmei Rav, Rabbi Bar Hinana, Sava, said of the name of Rav, one who did not recite true and firm, Emes V'yatziv, at the beginning of the blessing of redemption that follows Shema in the morning prayer, and true and trustworthy, Emes V'emuna, in the evening prayer, did not fulfill his obligation. An allusion to the difference in formulation between morning and evening is, as it is stated, to declare your kindness in the morning and your faith in the night. From Tehillim, chapter 92. In the morning, one must mention God's loving kindness, while in the evening, one is required to emphasize the aspect of faith. The Amar Rava Bar Chinana Sava Mishmei Rav Hamizbal Kshu Korea Korea Baruch Kshu Zokev Zokev Bashem. And Rava Bar Chinana Sava said in the name of Rav, one who is praying, when he bows in the appropriate places, he bows when he says Baruch, blessed, and when he subsequently stands upright, he stands upright when he says Hashem's name. Amar Shmuel, my time to Rav, Dichsiv, Hashem, Zokev, Kifufim. Shmuel, who was Rav's colleague and significantly outlived him, said, what is Rav's reason for saying that one should stand upright at the mention of God's name? As it is written, Hashem raises the bowed, or raises the bent. From Tehillim, chapter 146. One stands upright at the mention of God's name to recall that it is God who raises the bowed. Meisave, mifnei shmi nichas hu. The Gemara raises an objection based on what we learned in the prayer of a Kohen, our priest. And he was afraid before my name. From Malachi, chapter 2, indicating that one must be humbled and not upright before Hashem's name. Miksi bishmi. The Gemara responds, is it written at my name? Before my name, it is written, meaning that one is humbled and bows prior to the mention of God's name when he says the word Baruch. Bar Orion. Tava Emalach Melsa Maliasa de Amar Abu. Hachi Amar Abu. Kshuhu Korea, Korea Baruch. Kshuhu Zokev, Zokev Bashem. The Gemara relates, Shmuel Sedechi Barav, son of Torah, come and I will tell you a great saying that your father said. Your father said the following, when one bows, he bows when he says Baruch, blessed. And when he stands upright when he says God's name. This concludes Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph.